Where's Wilbrandt? Get Wilbrandt over here. We want to talk to him, too. And the coach. Where'd the coach go? Where's the coach? We got to get the coach. Can't find him. Where'd the coach go? Anybody find the coach? Can't find the coach. Here, coach. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure to have you state champion. How's it feel to have your team be state champion?
Oh, it's wonderful. Quincy has a great ball club. We just got the break tonight, and it's our night, I guess, to win.
Well, that's real wonderful, and certainly do congratulate your coach. You did a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Now you've seen what kind of thing's going on down here on the floor. It's about all we can do down here to get through this crowd. They've lifted the coach up on their shoulders, and the crowd's giving him a big cheer. Now back up to the booth and Fred Corey.
All right, down on the floor of Huff Gymnasium is Petlam. The Hebron boys are being hoisted to the shoulders, and so is the Hebron coach. Russ Aaron is hoisted to the shoulders of admirers. He shook his hands all around, clasped his hands, and gave a handshake to the crowd all around. They're cheering. The crowd is milling back and forth down there. Those boys will never get to their dressing room, although they're being carried out a bit now. Now, I don't know what the bit of booing is about. The cops are in there, or the officers of the law. Oh, there's an agreement not to take the nets, and they're starting for the nets, and the policemen are stopping them from getting the nets. There is an agreement to leave the net. Now, the only reason for that, it is not the value of the net. It's the idea that it does start the crowd in that mood, and no telling what might come down after the net. The nets themselves are not important, and the police are keeping the crowd from putting someone up on their shoulders and ripping those nets off the goals. That is an agreement by all the high schools, entirely in order. And we repeat, it is not the thought of the net. It is the fact that once they start, no telling what will come down. The building might come down. The crowd's still milling around there. However, the nets apparently are safe, but the bit of field booing you heard was for the officers of the law doing their duty as they were instructed. And that's usually the case. A cop never has a friend. The crowd's still milling around there, just madly excited. And we have never seen a more excited and happy boy than Paul Judson was with 3 or 4 seconds to play when he knew that they were definitely in. He was dancing up and down on the free throw line before he shot that free throw. He turned and clasped his hand and shook his fist in the air at the Hebron crowd. He was so excited he could hardly stand still. He missed that free throw. I felt sure he would. He couldn't have hit that basket if it had been the size of a barrel and that ball had been the size of a tennis ball. Now there's cheering. There's the Hebron boys still being hoisted up on shoulders. They're hoisted on the shoulders of their teammates now. I don't know who that boy was. One of the first boys they handed up was big, tall Bill Schultz. We could see his head before they hoisted him on the shoulders of the rest of the people, but you could certainly see when he sat up there on the shoulders. Now here comes someone with a ladder. They're headed toward that north goal. They're headed toward that north goal, and I believe, however, the police are standing back. That to prevent the spectators from taking down the goals, the officials are going to take down the goals, the nets, that is. And they're going to give them to the winning team. That is also a regulation. They're willing for the winning team to have those nets, but they don't want them torn off by an irresponsible crowd. You look at the photographers along with that team. There goes Hebron being carried off the floor, and trailing behind them is more photographers than there are players. Photographer one after the other with those flashlight bulbs. Look at them. There must be 15 trailing that Hebron team to the dressing room. Some of the crowd trailing out. Some of them just milling around here, slapping on the back. The nets are being taken down by the officials and will be taken down to the Hebron dressing room and given to them as a gift. Perfectly all right that they have the nets, but they want the responsible people to take them down and give them to the people who rightly deserve them. Well, let's give you the box total. Quincy Plant had 10 points, 3 baskets and 4 free throws. Gower had 5 baskets and 1 free throw for 11. Bruce Brothers, who unfortunately had to leave the ball game with 5 personal fouls, had 20 points, 8 baskets and 4 free throws. Harvey, a little fellow who played a great floor game, had 2 baskets and 3 free throws for 7. And Dick Thompson had 3 baskets and 2 free throws for 8. And Payne had a basket for 2. And that's the total of 59 for Quincy. For Hebron, Wilbrandt, 3 baskets and 4 free throws for 10. Bill Duett for Hebron at 12. Bill Schultz had his best night of the tournament, as far as I'm concerned, both offensively and defensively. By far his best. I would say the difference in play of Bill Schultz tonight meant the difference. I mean the difference in play of his first games in the tournament and this game tonight. The difference in his play tonight and what he's been playing in the tournament made the difference in Hebron being champion. and he had 12 baskets for 24 points. Paul Judson, the workhorse, had 6 baskets and a free throw for 13, and Spooner had 2 baskets and a free throw for 5, and again, you find that scoring very evenly divided. Spooner getting 5, Will Brandt 10, Bill Judson 12, Schultz 24, and Paul Judson 13. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the crowd still milling around. We had a fine, fine tournament. We had some beautiful ball games, and the championship game itself, remember, went into an overtime period with the final score being Hebron 64, Quincy 59. This is Greg Torrey speaking, and this is the University of Illinois Radio Service.